You've put out a lot of music over the last 60 years. My question for you is, with this album, what's the legacy that you want for this album? How do you want this album to be remembered when compared to your other music?
I'd say the way I want this album what I wanted to remember about Ronnie Reno is the fact that I crossed the T's and dotted the I's and took the four quarters to make a dollar. Not only is this record, the sound and the mix on the project, the mastering of it, the writing of it, the musicianship of it, just sort of as a well-rounded musician, is what I want people to remember from me. And a historian also. I love the history of the music and want to basically hold it dear to Americans and everybody around the world, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hypothetical question here. Let's just say you're in a music shop and you kind of see somebody with lessons learned in their hand, and then they put it back, and then they pick it up, and then they put it back. You know, that situation where it's like you want to buy it, but you don't know, and you're kind of fighting yourself, and you could kind of get in their ear, and you could give them that little push in the right direction. What do you think you'd say to them to pick up the album? Like, why is this album special?
I think what comes to mind as you were asking me the question is Reno's Mando Magic is like, okay, let me steer them into a art form that basically is on this this CD that would relate to anybody. In the twin mandolins, and of course, mandolins are pleasing to the ear along with guitars. And I would just say, maybe I'll listen to it one time, find your listening post, and sort of plug it in, and hopefully you might take it home.